Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
So guys, is it good to be back at school?
Yeah!
Hi, my name is Josh and King's Magna's helped me settle really well into Year 6.
Hi, my name is Freddie and I enjoy King's Magna because it helps socialise with other people from different countries.
I'm Theo and I've settled into King's Magna very well, thanks to everybody else, like the teachers.
Starting a new school is a daunting experience. Whether you're a four-year-old beginning primary school, an 11-year-old moving up into secondary school, or a changing school partway through term, it's a big change to get used to. As we've just heard the children talking about, King's Magna is the middle school of Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, educating 10 to 14-year-olds. There are a few things that staff and students can do to make all transition for new students as easy as possible at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate. To find out more, I talked to Kirsty Clayton, head of Year 6, as well as Lisa Goyle and Chris Horton, both Year 6 teachers.
Well, we have a programme in place where we have taster days, so children can come and visit the school in the summer term before they start in the September, and they live a day in the life of whichever year group they're going into. So they get to meet a lot of teachers, they get to meet the head of year, and they get to meet a lot of the children that they'll be spending time with the following year. In fact, quite a few do make friends on that day and keep in touch over the summer, so they've actually got friendships in place already before they start in the September.
Fantastic, that's got to be so helpful. Rather than arriving on day one and learning a new school, new faces, new classes, you've already got the friendships there, so you can run with those. Academically, what are some of the first things that happen when new students arrive?
We have a buddy system, so new students are allocated a buddy who will look after them in the initial weeks of term, any questions they have regarding timetables, where to get to their classrooms in different parts of the campus. The buddies have training the summer before the new academic term begins, so they're fully prepped and aware of what their duties are and how they can support those students.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Jess.
And we're both buddies at King's Magna. And when we're a buddy, we look after people and we like help if anyone's stuck.
What kinds of things have people been stuck with that they've come and spoken to you about?
They normally get quite lost.
Quite lost. It is a big campus, so I can imagine people getting lost quite a bit. So once new students have been buddied up and have experienced their taste today, the first day of term arrives. What better way to welcome everyone than with dinner?
We have a welcome barbecue on the first day back. So as soon as students have registered at school, they go to the barbecue and they get to meet the form tutor and a lot of their peers that are going to be in their form groups. It's a great opportunity for the parents to meet the form tutor and the heads of year as well. So it's a really lovely way to start off the school year.
That's good. It's got to put the parents' minds at ease as well, because then they've actually been here, they've met their children's form tutors, they've seen their children bonding, which is great. You have a network, I hear, set up called Thrive that helps with this transition. Tell me a little bit about Thrive. It seems very aptly named.
Thrive is a facility that children can access throughout the entire school year, right up to year 13. There's all sorts of sessions that take place across the week to support students in a number of areas, such as coping with exams or anything to do with friendships or managing your own time. Absolutely all sorts, but it is used during the initial weeks of school to help students with things like homesickness and any issues that might arise for them right at the start of a school year.
So my name is Alex Glynn.
My name is Frances Apuku.
So we'll start with you, Frances, because you've been here for 3 years. How are you finding the new term? Is it the same as usual or bigger and better than ever?
It's a bit more different because we move around the school a bit more. Apart from that, I don't think it's any different.
So, Alex, you've only been here 3 days. So far, how's it been for you?
It's been very nice. There's lots of nice people, nice staff. I had a buddy that was paired up with. He was very nice and introduced me to his friends. And then after that, we got friendly with everyone. And then they've just been helping me get around the school. We went on a tour on the first day to get in our minds how big the school was and vaguely where we need to go.
Teachers Lisa Goyle and Kirsty Clayton at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate also explain how encouraging children to join in with some of the incredible activities on offer can also help to settle the students into the school.
So in the first couple of weeks, we encourage the students to participate in as many activities as possible so they can get a feel for which ones they'd really prefer and they'd like to commit to. So they commit to those activities for the first term, and then in second and third terms, there's a new list of activities from which they can choose. So they get a huge amount of variety and develop and learn new skills as the year progresses.
Brilliant. So they just throw themselves into as much as possible. And then it works up to an award?
In year six, there's an enrichment award, which was actually launched just this week with our current year six students. So they get to choose activities that meet certain categories, the idea being that they have a broad experience and they preferably don't channel themselves just in one direction, but they look at things like creativity, sport, community, so that they can have a broad experience across a range. If they do manage to achieve this across five categories in the year, they'll achieve a Gold Enrichment Award.
Mr. Horton, I believe you have some top tips for parents who want to help their children with this sort of time of year and this time of change. What are some of the best things parents can do to support their children in a new term?
I think the main thing is just establishing a really nice routine that they can follow. Children will say they hate routine, but they absolutely love routine and being told what to do at what time. So obviously having a good hearty breakfast, making sure that they're actually getting to bed at a decent time, making sure that they're ready for the next school day, so making sure their pens and pencils and all their stuff is in their bag ready, getting them to actually do it is quite key, and setting aside a nice time that they can expect to maybe do the homework and get their work ready for the next day. And they won't like this one, but not giving them their electronics maybe an hour before bedtime, getting that brain time to switch off and ready to repair itself for the next day. And then just when they get home, just asking them about the positives and seeing how they enjoyed the school day, what they liked, what they're not liking, and just really, you know, getting on a personal level what they've been enjoying that day.
If you'd like to find out more about Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate, whether you're a new student, a prospective parent, or an existing one, you can find out more at qe.org.
Queen Ethelberga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.